Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Louisiana library unlawfully fires a pastor over a pronoun policy. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, a lot of these pastors are bivocational. They have small churches and they can't afford to just have the one job. They have to get a second job. And this was the case of Pastor Luke Ash in Baton Rouge. He'd taken a position in the library and then he was unlawfully fired because he said, no, I cannot lie and call a female by a male pronoun.
Yeah, so he's in the library. He is a library technician. And he is talking to another colleague. And then he's introduced to a new staffer. And this colleague tells Pastor Luke Ash, after he greets this individual,
refers to as her,
as
or
her,
she, or
she,
whatever,
or something like that, and the colleague says, her preferred, or the preferred pronoun is he.
You have to think to keep it straight.
Yeah,
I know, it's so
crazy.
Confusing.
The preferred pronoun is he.
Yeah.
And he says, well, I don't do that. And she says, the other colleague, oh,
you don't do preferred pronouns?
Well, that's respectful. He
yeah.
goes, yeah. And then
actually,
they just,
it is.
They,
yeah.
It is respectful. And then they discontinue the conversation. It doesn't go on. And then he gets called in, and he is presented with this library's inclusivity policy. Well, the library's inclusivity policy purports that employees have a right to choose their pronouns, which essentially mandates radical gender ideology and unconstitutionally compels employees to mouth their support and acceptance. Pastor Luke's sincere religious beliefs that gender identity is inconsistent with God's design for human sexuality prevents him from giving someone a lie. In other words, he can't tell a female employee that that female employee is a he. He can't lie. And obviously, you can't change your sex. You're either born in the image of God, male or female. You can't change that DNA. That is how you are born. It is not only impossible biologically and objectively to change your gender, but it's also a lie to participate in this delusion that you can change your gender.
So this case reminds me that Satan doesn't want us to worship the Lord, Jesus, God. He wants us to worship ourselves, for one. He wants us to say that we are gods. We can be who we want to be. We can take the place of God. And this pronoun lunacy is an example of that. Somebody can say, well, I'm not who God created me to be. I want to be the other gender. I want to be this or they or whatever they're doing. And Pastor Ash, as a Christian, cannot go for that. He cannot. He has to speak truth. He has to abide by what God says in his word and by God's creation.
So you go back to the very original temptation in the garden, and what does Satan say? You know, God doesn't want you to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Why? Because you can become like God.
Right.
And so that was the temptation, that you can actually be God. And we know from Scripture, and just from common sense, but certainly the Scripture says that we are created in the image of God. We are very unique in God's creation, created in His image. And Genesis says we're created in His image. Male and female, He created them.
And to worship Him, and then Jesus came later to save us for our sins because we could never attain perfection as God is. So He had to come and save us as a mediator for our sins so that we can have relationship with God, but we can never be God.
So the LGBTQ agenda, at its core, advocates the abolition of gender, that gender doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in marriage, you can have two people of the same sex. doesn't matter in an objective-based relationship like marriage as the union of a man and a woman. It doesn't matter in the context of sports, boys or men can compete in women's sports. Boys or men can invade women's private areas and private spaces. It doesn't matter in pronouns because you can invent your own pronoun. And in fact, when you have these gender identity issues of confusion, the premise is that God made a mistake.
Right.
That you were born in the wrong body. That's why you're having discomfort with who you are. You were born in the wrong body. You may physically look male, but that's not how you really are. So let's recreate you in your own image, mm-hmm. not how God created you. It is ultimately at its core an abolition of how God created us in His image.
Disregarding Him, yeah.
And putting us in the place of the Creator.
Absolutely.
That God made a mistake by putting us in the wrong body, and therefore we can create ourselves in our own image, and we do that through puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and mutilating surgeries, and therefore, voila, you then can become something that you're not.
Right.
And so when Pastor Luke Ash is confronted with this, he's coming from a biblical worldview. When this female wants to be called by a male pronoun, he says, no, I don't do that. I can't do that. That would be a lie. It'd be against my religious conviction. Now, the library, what should they have done? Well, Title VII, and also not only Title VII, since this is a public library, it's also governed by the Louisiana Constitution, by the Louisiana Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and by the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. So there's all these laws that provide religious freedom protection.
And supported by taxpayers.
And yeah. And so they should have attempted to, they should have listened to his religious-based objection, and they should say that they will accommodate him. How could they accommodate him? Well, think about it in your own work scenario, in your own workplace. How often do you refer to one of your coworkers by a pronoun? How often, unless you're referring to them maybe in a third party,
right.
But when you're talking one-on-one, you don't refer to that colleague, that employee, by a pronoun of any nature.
Yeah, I don't go, hey, he, I'd say Matt.
No, you know? you talking to me, you talk to me.
Right.
You don't say, hey, he, and I don't say she.
Right.
The only time you'd ever do that is if you're talking about some kind of generic reference to them. So it'd be very easy to accommodate. You think about how easy it is. Just don't use pronouns at all, okay? So that's all they'd have to say. They want to use pronouns. That's their deal. They could say that. But Pastor Luke Ash, you don't need to comply with that. You don't need to worry about these pronouns. That person has a name. Just refer to that person as a name, just like that person's going to refer to you as Luke.
But they would not do that. Instead, they kicked him out the door and fired him.
I know, because he wouldn't use a false pronoun.
Right.
And it's the most easy thing to accommodate. Pronouns, if you think about it in your daily life, how often do you use pronouns? Certainly you never use it when you're referring to somebody and talking to somebody face to face.
And I imagine there was probably other Christians that worked in the library, just probably hadn't either encountered that situation or didn't have the courage as he had to stand up and say, mm-mm, can't do that.
Yeah, so here they what they did was they called him in. They gave him the inclusivity policy that an employee has a right to choose their pronoun. Okay, if that's what you say, but why does that have to do with Luke? Why does he have to go along with that particular charade? If they want to put it on their email, that may be their employer's saying you can put whatever pronoun on your email. Well, how does that affect Luke? Luke doesn't have to put a pronoun on his email. He can simply say, I don't want a pronoun in my email. I don't want to refer to somebody by a false pronoun. Easy accommodation. But no, what they did was radically terminate him. And so that's why we have sent a demand letter to the library. We're asking them to reverse course, repeal their so-called inclusivity policy.
And they didn't even make an attempt to accommodate
him.
No,
they didn't even make
an attempt. That really what gets
me. And that's, I think, even worse because it's one thing for you to consider an attempt and not be able to do it,
right.
Accommodation. But in this case, they didn't even consider it. They just terminated it.
Right.
And it's very easy to accommodate. So the demand letter asked for them to repeal their policy, reinstate Pastor Luke Ash, and back pay. And if not, there will be legal consequences. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Luke. That's lc.org/Luke.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.